The next patient is Skit Lollar. The last name is L-O-L-L-A-R. Lima, Oscar, Lima, Lima, Alfa, Romeo. Skit, S-K-E-E-T. Number one, the clinical case of an 81-year-old white male that has CKD stage 3B. The patient has a history of diabetes mellitus, arterial hypertension, aging process. The patient has non-voluntary tremors. His mentation is slow. He's hard of hearing. The most recent laboratory workup. Perfect. Is consistent with the creatinine of 2 and estimated EGFR of 32 mL per minute. Which is similar to the prior determinations. The excretion of protein is 600 milligrams. The patient is taking losartan 100 milligrams every day, which was renewed today. Number two, the patient has a high an ion gap metabolic acidosis that is treated with bicarbonate 650 milligrams daily. The CO2 is 21. Following number, the patient has arterial hypertension that is usually under control. The blood pressure reading today is 160 over 71, which is unusual according to his recordings at home. I am not going to adjust the medication. Following number, the patient has diabetes mellitus that has been very well controlled, the hemoglobin A1C 6.8. Following number, benign prostatic hypertrophy that is more symptomatic than before, despite the fact that the patient is taking Flomax. Period. I am going to suggest Dr. Maxwell, who is Maxwell, M-A-X-W-E-L-L, who is the primary care physician, a referral for prostate reevaluation, even more when we have a CKD3B. Period. We cannot afford obstruction on top of what we have right now. Period. Following number, a remote history of nephrolithiasis. The last kidney stone was 17 years ago. Reevaluation will be done like in 3 to 4 months with laboratory workup. A paragraph we invested 10 minutes reviewing the lab, 15 minutes in the face-to-face conversation, and in the documentation, 8 minutes.